toe meets leather, and let's see what Lafayette can do. How did he ever get fouled? Oh, my! What a hit delivered by Ryan Parker.
Parker made the hit, blowing things up. Parker cleaned it up.
You're listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone, and ESPNChattanooga.com.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a fabulous Friday. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Hardee's is your go-to destination. Hardee's, the proud sponsor of the Hardee's Hotline, which is 648-1051. And joining us on the Hardee's Hotline now is former Baylor School linebacker and current Army linebacker Ryan Parker. Just out of practice, they've got a bowl game next Tuesday. Ryan, I know you're a busy guy. Thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row. How are you today?
Doing very well, thank you.
How happy are you? Have you been with your season to this point, Ryan?
We've been very happy as a team and everything. We've been working really hard, and we've been able to get a lot of results. Have a lot better season than last year.
And what about you personally? I know they've got some veterans at linebacker. How's it been for you? Kind of, you're one of the stars, obviously, at Baylor. Kind of having to earn your way through the freshman year. How's it been for you personally?
Personally, I've enjoyed my season a lot. Being able to play behind such great players like Andrew King and Jeremy Tiff has really been a great learning experience for me. And I believe that next year it should help me a lot in my playing ability, being able to watch them and watch them succeed.
Ryan, can you take our listeners kind of in a Cliff Notes version of what a typical Ryan Parker day in the life is as a cadet at Army?
Yes, sir. So our morning start out normally about 5:30, have a lift. Go to class till about 11, lunch, and then we have football meetings and practice from 2:30 to 7:30 at night. And on a normal day, we have 4 to 5 hours of homework, and so we're not going to bed till about 12 or 1 every night.
Wow. All right, and of course, you were a best of preps football player of the year, wrestler of the year. When do you make that transition from football to wrestling, considering you've still got the bowl game?
That is that's a tough decision. Most likely, I'll try to transition the day after the bowl game. We'll get back. So I'll get back to see my family, and as soon as I get back to West Point, I'll make that transition over.
And Ryan, how much bigger are you right now than when you walked out the doors of Baylor?
I walked out the doors about 205, and right now I'm sitting about 222, 223.
Okay. You're listening to Ryan Parker, the former Baylor School linebacker and wrestler, now at Army here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Ryan, first and foremost, you're listed on the Army wrestling roster as going at 285. I mean, if you're 223, 225, that's you're biting off a lot to chew there, right?
Yes, sir. The plan is to get a lot bigger than 223.
What is the hardest thing an upperclassman has asked you to do in your first semester at Army?
Are we talking about like during school or football?
Yes.
Or?
No. Either. Both.
Both. The hardest thing that, during our boot camp, the hardest thing was to stand at parade rest in the middle of a gas chamber after we just rucked with a 80-pound pack on our back 12 miles. That is the hardest thing anybody's ever asked me to do.
Wow.
I know you weighed and wrestled with a lot of decisions on different colleges and where you may go to further your career. Do you look back on that, and how happy are you with the way this turned out?
I'm very happy. I think that I made the right choice being here at Army. I knew I'd have to wait and behind both Andrew King and Jeremy Timp, but I thought for my career that'd be a big boost in my playing ability and learning the game behind two great veterans. And I really think I needed this year to sit back, watch, learn, get bigger. And I think that definitely supports my decision.
Well, and I know nobody wants to hear from a freshman, especially on Army's campus. But when they're looking around, do you have your eyes wandering over there to the handoff backfield and saying, you know what, guys, I had like 15 touchdowns as a senior in high school. Anybody want to give me the football?
Well, you know, I've thought about that at the beginning of the year, but looking at Andy Davidson and Darnell Woolfolk, it's sort of hard to try to take that away from those guys, you know. But if the opportunity arises, I will not hesitate.
You're listening to Ryan Parker, the former Baylor School linebacker and wrestler here on Press Row. Ryan now with Army as they prepare for their bowl game coming up Tuesday down in Texas. The Army-Navy game, what was that experience like compared to like a Baylor-McCauley game? And is there any trash talking that goes on in that rivalry?
To be honest, it was not as different as I thought it would be between Baylor-McCauley and Army-Navy. You know, the feeling inside you is a lot of the same. There's a lot of, I wouldn't say hatred, but, you know, sort of get the idea there. And the week building up, just a lot of intensity between the two schools and everything. And the game itself was incredible. You know, I thought, you know, going to Baylor-McCauley, having like 7,000, I think it was, people there, I was like, wow, that's a lot of people. And then multiply that by 10 to 70,000, I mean, that's a lot of people.
Ryan, it was kind of interesting during that game. I'm sure you've heard about it. They interviewed Donald Trump, and he kind of had the line of like, well, this isn't the best football. What was kind of some of your reaction to that, some of you and your teammates, when you heard that the president-elect said that?
We don't really have an opinion. That's his personal opinion. And as a team, we think we play the best of our ability. And we're not going to judge, especially a president-elect, on his opinion. That's his opinion on us and our type of football. And personally, we think we have, you know, the capabilities of playing the best football in the nation and playing the best of our ability.
Ryan, how hard was it to keep up, or could you keep up with what was coming going on back here this football season? As dominant as you were in last year's Baylor-McCauley game, McCauley quarterback Robert Riddle was as equally precise in this year's game, and a lot of success for the Blue Tornado. Were you able to keep up with that game and some of Baylor's other games as they got to the Final Four?
I watched as much as I could. I watched all the Baylor-McCauley game. It was a tough game to watch, you know, personally, but McCauley definitely had a great game, and, you know, Robert Riddle was throwing the ball all over the place.
How often are you allowed to come home?
I've been home twice. I went home Thanksgiving, and then I had 3 days prior to coming to Dallas for the Heart of Dallas Bowl, and then I'll be able to go home as soon as the game's over, and I'll have another few days before I come back. And then my last time to come back is spring break, and that's it.
All right, Ryan, when we have guests like you on, we love to play a rapid fire, closing with a rapid fire, just first thing off the top of the head. You ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right, where was your favorite, other than the Army-Navy game, where was your favorite atmosphere this season?
Mikey Stadium when we played Lafayette, because that was the first time I really got to be in the game for a few minutes on defense.
What is your favorite war movie?
Saving Private Ryan.
What is the best Christmas present you've ever received?
New tires for my Jeep.
What was the single best trash talk you heard or gave during Army Navy?
Midshipmen have small decks.
Nice. That is excellent.
What,
yes.
Do you have a?
Yes,
yes. We got it. Ryan, do you have a favorite sport between football and wrestling?
Football. I'll go with football. I do. I like football a little more.
If there are future Army cadets listening, what would be the one mistake you would tell them never to make?
Do not, during your basic training, do not talk outside of the commander's room. As soon as your brigade commander walks by, who's the head of the whole boot camp, don't do that. I did that. Not a good idea.
What happened to you? What happened when you did that?
Well, I didn't realize I was outside of the room, and so the brigade commander went in and got my whole chain of command, which is about 20 people out of the room that I was right across from, and, you know, they yelled at me for a good while and then made me do a lot of push-ups and then made me stand against the wall for the next 2 hours. So I would say don't do that.
How many push-ups could you do in 60 seconds?
I think I got over 100 last time I checked.
What about chin-ups?
Chin-ups?
Yeah.
I think I at least get 30.
Nice. All right, now for those that want to see Ryan Parker, the Heart of Dallas Bowl, Army against North Texas, that is going to be noon Eastern on Tuesday if you want to see the former Baylor School standout. Ryan, we cannot thank you enough for joining us here on Press Row, and we wish you the best of luck. Congratulations on what you've accomplished to this point. Have a Merry Christmas, and best wishes for you on Tuesday. We'll all be rooting for you here in Chattanooga.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
All right, Ryan Parker joining us here on Press Row. We'll reopen the Hardee's hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.